It was 4 a.m. when I started drafting this post in my head. A dog had been barking since 10 p.m., chained to a fence two houses down. After 6 hours, I gave up and lay there cataloging everything underneath it: a truck idling on the hill, a rooster who had lost track of the calendar, bass from a sound system that had no business being on at this hour. I want to be upfront about the framing here, because there's a version of this post that just says it's the culture, accept it. I think that's too easy. Two things are true at the same time. There are real structural reasons why Mexico's relationship with noise and shared space looks the way it does. And the behavior is also genuinely inconsiderate and oblivious. Explaining the mechanism doesn't make the mechanism less annoying. The research framework that explains it best is Hofstede's Individualism Index. A 0 to 100 score across 76 countries. The US scores 91. Mexico scores 30. That 61-point gap is the largest single axis of cultural difference in Hofstede's entire dataset. High individualism produces strong consideration for strangers. Your noise bothers me. I'm a person. That should matter to you. At 30, obligations run through family and in group. Strangers carry no particular weight. The neighbor who lets the dog bark all night isn't thinking, I know this bothers them and I don't care. They're just not thinking about you. You don't exist as a relevant party in the calculation. That's a cultural explanation. It also describes behavior that is objectively inconsiderate. Both true. My mom visited Ensenada this spring. She's a lifelong dog person from the US, the kind who cried at Marley and me. By the end of the week, she had the look. She said, I don't understand how nobody thinks this is cruel. These dogs live in driveways their whole lives. No walks, no affection, just barking at the street until they die. And the people who do clean up after their dogs just hose everything to the end of the driveway. They solved their problem. The smell is someone else's now. That last observation is the whole post in one sentence. The consideration radius stops at the property line. Push the filth to the curb and it becomes the neighborhood's problem. Not mine anymore. Mexico has noise ordinances. Mexico City allows fines up to nearly 9 million pesos. Jalisco has a law authorizing 36-hour arrests. None of it works because enforcement runs on institutional trust, and 90% of Mexicans identify their police as the country's most corrupt institution. Calling the cops on a barking dog in Ensenada is theater. The stop trying to change our culture response has a point. You don't have the right to turn Ensenada into Munich. But the WHO's data on what chronic nighttime noise does to your cardiovascular system doesn't change based on what the neighbor thinks is normal. Your cortisol spikes regardless. Everything I've said applies in varying degrees to all of Latin America. Pack earplugs and noise-canceling headphones. Not as a Mexico precaution. As a Latin America precaution. The buildings don't insulate. The culture doesn't insulate. You have to insulate yourself. What works? Max Ultra Soft Foam Earplugs for maximum blocking. Loop Dream for comfort on moderate nights. Electrofan Classic White Noise Machine, broadest frequency range, best at masking barking. Seal air gaps around windows before spending money on anything else. And use the Airbnb test before signing any lease. Rent in the neighborhood for a full week. Visit at 6 a.m., noon, and 10 p.m. Do the dog census. I don't get angry about the 4 a.m. dog anymore. The anger assumes something false, that there's a version of Ensenada where this changes because I'm frustrated about it. The cultural substrate, the absent institutions, the economics, none of that moves on my timeline. You can't change the radius. You can change the acoustics of your bedroom.